This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm just wondering, because I'm sure there are potential students and existing on the course who are struggling to combine their everyday life with their studying commitments. I mean, do you have any tips or advice perhaps how they could do that better?
Well, that's an interesting question. I guess, as I said earlier, you know, for me, that's a skill I have. I've always been, putting information in my head has always been easy for me. Some people struggle. I find it relatively easy. The only thing I did differently was actually sat down and read all the stuff that was sent to me. And I quickly realized that I needed to read outside of that scope too. And that's perhaps what made it easier for me.
And how many hours do you usually allocate it per week, or did you have any particular schedule you followed?
No. My philosophy is quite simple, really. I tell myself I've got to read 10 minutes a day. It doesn't matter what I read for 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, that's what I put on the clock. And invariably, I end up reading for a lot longer. And if the material is exciting enough, you know, 10 minutes a day is 50 minutes in 5 days. That's a lot of reading if you're going to do it every day. So quite quickly, you can get through a big chunk of data. I mean, if the average person, for example, speaks at 250 words a minute and you read at half that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out how much reading you can do if you're reading for 10 minutes a day. You know, it makes it quite easy that way.
Thank you very much for sharing this advice with our students. I'm sure it will be much appreciated by everyone. And after you passed your all your assessments and the studying bits and pieces from home, you came down to do your practical training in the ATL Center.
Yes.
How are you finding your practical training?
Some of it's useful. I mean, it's great to get my hands dirty finally, because that's what it's all about, really. I mean, you don't do plumbing from the comfort of an armchair or a desk. So, you know, that's the great thing about being here. And also, it's useful to see that I'm not the only one getting over my uncomfortable sense of fumbling with spanners and so forth. I'm not alone in it.
I'm sure the practical training can never be replaced by any kind of virtual reality program, and the hands-on
Absolutely.
Experience is a unique one. What is the big plan for you once you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do?
If I'm brutally honest, Milko, the jury is still out on that question for me. I'm going to be spending the summer thinking about that question quite deeply. Simply because there are so many avenues open to one once you have, you know, a set of skills that you can apply. In terms of the plumbing skill, I'm unsure as to whether I would pursue something in the line of doing my own business or whether I would go and work for another company and get more experience that way. Mm-hmm. What's clear to me is that there are different sets of choices I need to make, and there are costs that and time costs particularly, which I have to weigh up in terms of whether that is going to work for me, whichever way I decide to go.
Well, Al, with your experience and knowledge, I'm sure regardless of the avenue you take, you'll be a successful one. And
thank
so
you.
We wish you best of luck in your training when you become fully qualified and when you finish your course. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.